Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens. This is Saturday. This is February 10th already. Wow. February 10th, 2007. Go to my website, adventuresinlegaland.com. You're going to want to check that out. I have a seminar, well, a workshop set for 2 weeks from today in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. We'll be doing an all-day workshop with all three scripts. You can go to AdventuresLegaland.com, go to the store, the link for the store. You can get full details on that. I have some very brief excerpts from each of the three scripts, and that is only $50 and $75 for couples. So go check it out. Sign up today. Seating is limited. I hope to see everybody there. Also have on the homepage, AdventuresInLegaland.com, the video I did about the drug war scam, which, I use the drugs because it's so prevalent and affects so many people, but the information presented could be used, not that I'm advising that anyone use it, but it's applicable to any pseudo-crime that is brought against somebody. You want to check that out? It's on. You can go to. It's on Google Video. You can just do a search, drug war scam, and that will come up. And speaking of the drug war scam, one of the things I talk about in the video, of course, that is, it's all about money. And there's a story about this. This is from the Examiner.com. Yes, Examiner.com. And it has to do, and the title of this article is "Drug." Who would have thought, though? Drug agents mishandled seized cash audit finds. Now, it's not surprising that drug agents mishandled seized cash. What is surprising is that they've been audited. Why would they even audit these people? Criminals auditing criminals. Well, I guess they have to make sure that each, you know, the Don. The capo du capi, the tutti, well, I forget exactly how the Italian goes, but the Don of Dons, you know, it has to go through the chain of command, and everybody's got to get their, little piece of the pie there. This is Drug Enforcement Agents, Administration agents routinely disregarded agency rules on the handling of seized cash, jeopardizing hundreds of millions of dollars taken in drug raids, the Justice Department review found. Wow, who would have thought? In an audit published Friday, Justice Department Inspector General Glenn A. Fine examined thousands of seizures between October 2003 and November 2005. That's only 2 years. Fine's report states that drug agents rarely counted the cash they took, often didn't provide receipts for seized money, rarely recorded the seizures in agency ledgers, and often didn't ask their colleagues to witness their counting and handling of the money. Wow. Well, and if, in case you didn't think that this was prevalent, now I just want to point out, this is the DEA. This is just the feds. This does not include all the thousands of police, separate municipal police agencies and sheriff's departments and state police. As DEA agents recorded more than 16,000 seizures for nearly $616 million in the period surveyed, the report states. Cash seized by the DEA is at risk because the DEA's failure to consistently implement and document controls over the seized cash, Fine spokesman Cynthia Schneider there said in an email to the Examiner. 16,000 seizures. Let's just focus on that just a moment. 16,000 seizures from October 2003 to November 2005. It's more than 16,000. It's been rounded down. Wow. So, my gosh, that's in 2 years. That is 8,000 seizures, more than 8,000 seizures a year. Let's see. You're going to have to fix it. I'm being fed right back.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the No State Project, the only show on the air dedicated to bringing about a voluntary society. Absolutely no government apologetics here. None of this liberal, conservative nonsense. It is February 10th, 2007. And what I was saying before, I apologize for some technical difficulties. We're talking about drug agents mishandling seized cash. And we're looking at that they had over 16,000 seizures from October 2003 to November 2005. That's over 8,000 a year. Comes out to roughly 21 a day. And when they give the source, when the source gives $616 million, that is the cash that was seized, not the drugs or the value of the drugs added in. I'm sure the value of the drugs added in is at least equal to that. So we're talking about over $1 billion in 2 years that are unaccounted for. Okay? This is lack of internal controls over the seized cash leads to accusations of theft by the agents, the report states. Whoa, sovereign immunity, not theft. The DE opened internal investigations of 33 agents between 2003-2005, finds report state. In 11 of those cases, the agents didn't follow agency guidelines on handling, processing, or disposing of the evidence, to report states. Huh. The DEA takes the recommendation seriously and is taking prompt actions to address them. What? What's the prompt action? Action. Hey, guys, don't submit to an audit. 616 million dollars that was taken and unaccounted for. I know that pales in comparison to, I think, the 9 billion in cash that just disappeared in Iraq. Well, that's just what the reporting's been reported missing. But as I've pointed out so many times, under federal law and under state law and local whatever law, there has to be what's called the corpus delicti. If you go to the, if you watch the video and all the citations are in the standing cross reference, to have a case under federal law to go to court, have evidence of a crime, a probable cause of a crime, you have to have the violation of legal right damage. You have to. You have to have the injury and somebody's cause, someone had to cause it. And if you look at any of these drug cases, you think you're going to find that? You think they had a case? $616 million in just 2 years. This is just between October 2003 and November 2005. This isn't even complete because there's so much, according to the report, there's so much of this that is not reported. So to have an accurate count of $616 million, I'm sure that is grossly underreported. This is some serious stuff. This is some very, very serious stuff. And you would think that, you know, waiting for the webmaster for Adventures in Legal Land, Kurt, you could contact him at Kurt at Third Year Production. I believe it's thirdyearproduction.com. He'll give us all the information when he comes up. We're waiting for him to join us. We'll be talking about the IRS. Because if you look at this in the context of the IRS, here $616 million is not reported. If you fail to report 10 cents to the IRS, what happens? They come in, they seize your building, they seize your house, they seize your business, they throw you in jail, all sorts of horrible things. Or if your neighbor or somebody who has a similar name than you fails to report 10 cents, they just take your business by mistake. And no apology, nothing. And yes, that does happen. It happens all the time, especially, I mean, the DEA and these drug warriors are not the only ones immune from going to the wrong house or getting the wrong person. Just typically, it's usually just the DEA and the drug warriors that are actually murdering people, despite them, you know, when they walk into the, you know, when they barge into the wrong house in the middle of the night with their ski mask on, because people may have dangerous plants. All right, great. I want to bring my guest up. I'm glad that he's been on before a couple times. He's the webmaster for AdventuresInLegalLand.com. I think he does a great job. The fact that I can navigate it and the fact that I can update it, and that's one of the things I really like, is that I go to ASU and do a lot of research at the law library, and I'm able to update the website right there from the law library. So I want to bring him up again. Kurt, for the webmaster for Adventures in Legal Land, welcome back to the No Stay Project.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I wanted you to give your information out because I'm not a morning person, and I don't have your information up in front of me.
Sure. My website address is thirdear.com. That's numeric 3rdear.com. You can find out more about my web design services and my pro audio services.
Yes, I think one of the things that's on the website that I find entertaining, and one of your other websites, is you have a bunch of video clips from Spinal Tap.
I do?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to go and look around, tool around on those websites again, because I'm not aware of those.
Yeah, well,
I've forgotten about them.
There's a bunch of clips, and one of my favorite, of course, is when they're talking about the drummers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, am I talking to the...
Man, I don't know. I mean, I've seen Spinal Tap before, but I'm not sure that I actually have those clips on any of my websites.
Oh, it might have just been something that was linked to your website.
That's possible.
But to get to the matter at hand, what I was just talking about, in case you're just catching it, I'm just talking about how if somebody... doesn't report 10 cents to the IRS, and I don't want to get mad at emails, all the IRS does not, you know, do that over 10 cents. It has happened and will continue to happen as long as people accept this. But if you fail to report 10 cents, you can go to jail. You can lose your business, or if your neighbor doesn't report 10 cents, or you know, someone with a similar sounding name, they come in and take your property and your bank account. Anyway, and here that you have the DEA from 2003 to 2005 did not report $616 million.
That they had confiscated?
Yes, that they had confiscated in these fearless drug warriors that they had confiscated. And so there's an audit that found that they were not followed. They were disregarding agency rules for the handling of seized cash and not reporting it and encouraging other agents not to watch them when they count.
Oh, that's a riot. That reminds me of some things that I've actually seen in some IRS publications and paperwork about reporting stolen items and stuff like that that's out there. It's insane.
It is, and I wouldn't, you know, and I'm going to look into this. I maybe do some investigative reporting, and anybody else who's interested in maybe doing this and asking these police agencies, that would be great. Find out, because I'm sure of the thousands of police departments across the United States, so-called, they have probably similar problems. And the reason for this, and I've said this before, and I've said this in the video, the money that is seized, it's called a forfeiture. The money that is seized in these raids stays with the police department, or in this case, the DEA. They have and when you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, it's like like they said in The Godfather, Kurt, with money involved, my guys can't stay out of it. They got to get involved. Mm-hmm. So when you look at $616 million, that's one single drug warrior agency. It does not take into account the thousands of other ones. So you're probably running into the hundreds of billions.
It's just amazing to me that it stays with the police department, that it doesn't get distributed back out into the economy somehow.
Well, how do you get these police officers, some of them, you know, people who just want to help, how do you get them to risk they're risking their lives on, you know, to seize these plants, the in their derivatives. Okay. How else do you get these people to risk their lives for 28.5 a year or 36? You know, they're not making much money. Oh, well, you dangle a carrot in front of them. You get to keep the proceeds. Oh, well, now you've given them an economic, incentive.
Right, right. And some of them end up turning around and dealing the stuff themselves, which...
Yes, you're right, and I do want to talk about the IRS, but I'm glad you mentioned that, Kurt, because if you do a search online, there are many, many reports from the police agencies themselves that are saying that that the drug war, because there are a lot of police officers or law enforcement that are against the drug war, and one of the things that is a consistent factor is that it is corrupting, because the police are confiscating the drugs and selling them.
Right.
So some of the biggest offenders are the cops.
Right.
But since we're talking about offenders, let's talk about the IRS.
Okay.
The IRS, and I want to just give out the phone number. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments, it doesn't have to necessarily be specifically about the IRS, but if you have something, you know, we'd like to keep it to that, give us a call at 800-313-9443. If it's a question or comment about court procedure or whatnot, give us a call. But a lot of questions still about, you know, the Internal Revenue Service and court procedure and how and the best way to go about, or the more effective ways of going about dealing with these people. Because I know that you know somebody that is unfortunately involved with the IRS.
Pardon me? Sorry, I lost it.
Well, you know somebody that is unfortunately, you know, involved with or has the IRS in their life right now.
She tried some kind of looks like we're coming up to a break, eh?
Came out. Yeah, well, we're talking with I'm Mark Stevens, talking with my webmaster Kurt. Does a great job. AdventuresInLegalLand.com. You can contact Brett and I off the website. We're going to be talking about the IRS. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the No State Project.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. InnerHealth Botanicals, home of InnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our InnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. InnerHealth uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit InnerHealth at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. InnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the No State Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Mark Stevens. Before I forget, I want to thank Silent Sponsors. Really can't do the show without them. Appreciate all they do to help support the show. JT, Mark, and of course, Sagas. And hoping to get the archive of that show this week that we had Sagas on a few weeks ago and had a traffic case thrown out. Always good to hear news like that. Talking with my webmaster, does a great job. If you like what's going on with Adventures, you know, with the website Adventures in Legal Land, and it's very easy to update and navigate the site, and you can update it from anywhere. You definitely want to get in touch with Kurt. Let's bring him back. Kurt, welcome back to the No State Project.
Thanks, Mark.
And it's Kurt at thirdear.com.
.com. Right. It's thirdear.com, numeric 3, R-D-E-A-R.com. That's www.thirdear.com. And you can find my contact info there, or I believe my email address may even be in the contact info on your site.
I believe it is.
So,
we're talking about the IRS. We're going to get into what you meant. Getting into before the break in just a second, but we have Kathy in Texas. Kathy, welcome to the No State Project.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to make a comment and let you know that I did have the opportunity to have the IRS take some of my money. And I think the reason they did it was because I refused to go through the collection due process procedure. He just kind of, even though there was no real assessment, and he knew that, they went ahead and levied monies anyway. I went ahead and requested information through FOIA regarding the money that they took, and indeed they did not follow the Internal Revenue Manual procedures for taking the money and for recording it the way they should. So they have no record. What the FOIA people tell me is they have no record of them taking my money, even though it shows up on a transcript.
That's the whole thing. When you mentioned collection due process hearing, and I know there are people listening, and you know that have reported this to me. Since 1998, when they passed that law, in my experience, and I can't speak for millions, but I can speak probably for quite a few hundred. The IRS has never acknowledged a timely response to the collection due process. They always want to give you what's called the equivalent, which you can't appeal, because in the entire history that I'm familiar with, no one has ever filed within 30 days for the hearing. They just don't acknowledge it. It's like the Franchise Tax Board. You can send 7 inches worth of information to the Franchise Tax Board. You could do it with a court reporter with the local news watching it. They will still send you a letter out that they received nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did for the 1 year. We have got about 4 or 5 years, 6 years maybe under scrutiny here. And for the 1 year, we did request the collection due process hearing. I said it was just a simple statement that they did not follow the procedures and that they should cease collection or something like that. They did not give us a hearing. They did it over the phone. And
yeah, right.
we did record that, and the guy said, well, we'll send you a letter so you can request an appeal, you know. And we've never heard from them. They've never filed a lien, nothing on that 1 year. But it was kind of funny because they bombarded me with the collection due process hearing for the 1 year and then an IRS agent calling about the other years, and I was very I still don't know if the collection due process hearing was the way to go. If they try to trick you into signing another paper, my understanding is you have to, when you sign the paper to request the CDP hearing, you are, the statute of limitations is being extended.
Well, yeah, but you know, the problem with the IRS and all these people is that very few things that will stop them. And unfortunately, going to court and trying to get a judge, and we've done this before. I have never even, in 10 years, even gotten one of these Black Robe Wonder lawyers to even acknowledge that there are exceptions, legal exceptions, to the Anti-Injunctive Tax Act, like in California or the feds have. And because once they take judicial notice, which is supposed to be mandatory, once they take notice that there is an exception, now they've got to look at the facts of this individual case and see if this individual case falls within that exception, and that is not something they want to do. So what they do is they put their hands over their eyes, and like on the back of the book, it's the three monkey defense. They won't see the law, they won't hear it, they just won't acknowledge it at all. So you're left with, well, what do I do? Do I let these animals come in and take everything I have? Or do I do this 30-day notice and stop them for at least the time being? So that's why most people do that. You need to stop these people. But the collection due process is just part of the scam.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells you right there in the law, there's jurisdiction to appeal the collection due process hearing to either the tax court or the district court. The district court absolutely won't hear the case. I mean, they absolutely will not accept the case.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter that the law reads, and you can look it right in Title 26, Section 6330. Both the district court and the tax court have concurrent jurisdiction over those appeals. Thanks for the call, Kathy, in Texas. Appreciate that. My name is Mark Stevens. We're talking with my webmaster, Kurt, 30-year Heard at thirdear.com. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the No State Project.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Back to the No State website of plan.com. Arizona, Arizona workshop that we have. I mean, can we pop that music down? We have a workshop coming up on February 24th, 2 weeks from today, an all-day workshop in Sedona, Arizona, so only $50. Sign up today. Seating is limited. We'll be at the Poco Diablo Resort in Sedona, the Cottonwood Room again, so you're definitely going to want to check it out, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing everybody down there again. I always love to go to Sedona. I want to bring back my guest, my webmaster of AdventuresInLegalLand.com, Kurt. Welcome back to the No State Project.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, why don't we get, you know, talk, you know, without giving too many details, just a little bit about what's going on with the IRS.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who she got involved in some kind of so-called, let's say, detaxing procedures. And eventually, I mean, it got to a point where she wasn't filing or paying for a few years. And of course, the company that she worked for refused to stop reporting, regardless of whether anyone thinks that they had a duty to report that that revenue or not. They continued to do so, and eventually the IRS decided, well, she's a ripe target, and came after her and issued a notice of levy. And I don't even think they waited their 30 days. The company that she works for just started forking over the money.
That is something that is, from my understanding, is fairly common.
Right.
The business, they are so afraid of the IRS, and I'm not saying that it's unfounded, but they tend to be so afraid of the IRS they'll just listen to them. We had a situation with a bank where even though there was notice from the court that the court had jurisdiction over the money because it was a quiet title action, they were so afraid of the franchise. They were more afraid of the franchise tax board than the court, and they just handed the money over.
It seems to be what just about everyone does. You know, if the bank gets a notice of levy, then the bank will just start forking over the money. And generally, there's not a whole lot of recourse. People, or at least people, don't think they have a whole lot of recourse.
No, and what happens is the bank doesn't care because they're held innocent. Well, you just file, you know, because they can't even be held, I guess legally, they can't even be held in contempt if they violate a court order because they're just following what they believe is the law. You know, the franchise tax board says hand it over, and they hand it over.
Right. They follow what they believe is the law, but then in a willful failure file case, when someone's up for that, and they're saying, well, I was just doing what I believed was the law, and then they go to jail for it.
Well, that's because, like in the Ed Brown case, you've got people on the jury, and I'm not excusing the prosecutor and the his partner in crime, the judge. They don't understand. The people have such a I don't even want to say they have such a little understanding of the law, because a little understanding of the law is all that's necessary to not convict someone like Ed Brown.
Right.
They have no understanding. Like I have mentioned before, they don't even understand why we have government. You know, that would be, if I was unfortunate enough to be in there, that would be one of the questions I would ask in a voir dire. Do you know why we have a government? Then, okay, you're excused. You can't possibly sit on, you don't know enough to sit on this jury.
Right.
I believe it was a comedian that was quoted, I can't remember who it was, is that a jury is 12 people who weren't smart enough to get out of jury service.
Oh, my.
You know? I don't – I'm paraphrasing, you know?
Right.
Well, and that's – you know, so, trying to hold them. Yeah, they said they have to – how do you prove that somebody knew he had an obligation to file taxes and then didn't do that when the tax code is so complicated, as we've heard again recently – that the IRS cannot be held accountable for the mistakes it makes.
Right, and that like 65%, I think, of them are thereabouts, and some high percentage of IRS agents don't even understand that the law that they're supposedly administrating.
Well, that's true. See, one of the questions that I love to ask, and you have to see the person's face to understand why this is so important. When you're asking an IRS agent, or anybody who's claiming that you owe taxes, are you qualified to read and interpret taxing statutes to determine if someone is required to pay taxes or not legally? And you get this blank stare, like you're asking them, you know, some kind of calculus problem.
Right.
They don't. They have no concept. So what I like to do in the tax script is that I always start out asking them if they need to be an attorney to do their job, like if I'm talking to a tax agent or a revenue agent. And, of course, they'll always say no. So no function of your job requires you to be an attorney. No. See, because what will happen is you go further down and you start asking them about the interpretation and application of the tax code. And they'll give you, or their attorney will say, no, he can't answer that. He's not an attorney. Well, doesn't he apply, interpret and apply the tax code every day?
Right.
And I want to point out, I want to point something out, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I'm actually going to give you a citation.
Okay.
If you look at Union Refrigerator Transit Company versus Kentucky, that's 199 U.S., 194, 190, and the quote, I believe, is on page 204.
Okay.
It says, often, and this is a ruling, by the way, people. This is not dicta. It is often said protection and payment of taxes or correlative obligations. If we go back to page 198, this is a ruling, everyone. The Supreme Court has stated taxation and protection are reciprocal, and in the foundation of the government's right to tax the property of its citizens, there lies the corresponding duty upon the government to protect the property. Actually, okay, so that's a ruling. It's a Union Refrigerated Transit Company versus Kentucky, 198 U.S. 194. So I think one of the major problems that are in people who, you know, what people have when they're challenging the tax, you know, when they start talking about regulations and this and that, they say, well, if I don't have to file a return because it violates the my Fifth Amendment rights. You've heard that, right?
Right.
Can you see the problem here when we look at something like this case?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, coming out and claiming Fifth Amendment protection, and the Supreme Court says taxation and protection are reciprocal. Can't imagine why the judges are saying, you know, not listening to such a an argument. Yeah, wouldn't it be more effective to challenge the presumption of protection?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now imagine trying to discuss this with a revenue agent. You think there'd be an objection?
I'm not sure that there'd be an objection, but there'd be a whole heck of a lot of confusion.
I do this for, you know, I want to bring this out for a particular reason because, and I know that they were able to a certain degree get this done on a different issue, but to get the same result in the Ed Brown case, is to get the prosecutor and the judge to say that the witness is incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for any case, because here you've got, you know, because one of the things I mentioned on the forum about the Ed Brown case is, and mind you, I'm just a bystander. I'm just taking from what was reported. So the most important issue here, I think, is finding the witness. Well, not it's one of the most important issues. Finding the witness. Who is claiming that Ed Brown has a tax obligation? Who made the claim? It's not a matter of the prosecutor or the grand jury made the claim. The claim was brought to the grand jury.
Right.
Who is the one making the claim? Who is the witness? Now, I think they did very well in that they had the agent admit that there was no evidence they were taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great. And how much more do you need to do?
There's no evidence that they're taxpayers, so case closed. Throw it out. That's what I would do. Well, but
yeah.
Then again, I mean, I'm a reasonable man.
Yeah. So, yes. You still.
And I don't have a vested. I don't have a vested interest in what's going on.
Well, you would think that the people on the jury, and I know somebody had emailed me recently, you know, and about getting the information, you know, so the jury needs to get that. The thing is with this information, especially with corpus delicti, which applies in a tax case, I wouldn't see, I wouldn't understand why it wouldn't, but. And maybe we have time. I can get into that. I can get into some double speak about that. It never should get to a jury. You have to have a case. So by the time it gets to a jury, you could be a year or two into this. If you don't even present the case, the indictment shouldn't be there for more than an hour. The judge should take a look at this and say, "Whoa, you guys don't have a corpus delicti here. There's no case." there's no case here.
Yeah, so, right. Well, it's been said that I guess they can get the grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. Isn't that a saying that goes around? Isn't the grand jury just a group of people that's made up of everyday people just like any other jury, correct?
Yeah, they just sit longer.
Right. So then
you're
going to get the same kind of thought processes coming from them as you would from any other jury, basically.
Well, maybe that's a key. Maybe it's important for us to get to, and educate, get the information out so that people potentially on a grand jury know that, hey, you've got to present at least a case. You only have to have a prime. We're not saying you have to prove to the grand jury beyond the reasonable doubt. You just have to have a prima facie case, a slight showing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have it. So if the people on the grand jury are saying, hey, wait a minute, you haven't presented a case here. We don't like drugs any more than you, or we don't want them in the neighborhood anyway. But as far as legally, you got to have a case. I just want to point out here something, and I had mentioned this in the standing cross-reference, that there's always going to be conflicting case law, which is why it's so important that when we talk about corpus delicti in a case, you look at common sense and the Constitution, because the fact that you have to present a case in a federal court is right there in Article 2, Section Article 3, rather, Section 2. And also when you look at Section 1, the judicial power, we've defined judicial power as affecting, the people's rights, life, liberty, and property. But if you there's a case on the website, U.S. v. Shunk. And what it states, and that's I don't have the citation. It's on the website. And on one page, it says, I think it's on page 919. It says that every crime has three component parts, the occurrence of the specific kind of injury or loss, and two, criminality as the source of the loss. And I've demonstrated that every circuit court of the Court of Appeals says that, and also the Supreme Court. Now, if you look at the very next page in U.S. v. Shunk, the very next page, Kurt, it says, we do, however, recognize that the corpus delicti concept is not relevant to a crime such as the present one, where there is no tangible injury or loss, and the crime cannot be found to have been committed without reference to a specific defendant. Now, I'm going to read them both again. These are one page apart in the same case by the same panel. Every crime has three component parts, the occurrence of the specific kind of injury or loss, two, criminality as the source of the loss. I'm only read. So you have the occurrence of a specific kind of injury or loss. And then on the next page they say, we do, however, recognize that the corpus delicti concept is not relevant to a crime such as the present one, where there is no tangible injury or loss, and the crime cannot be found to have been committed without reference to a specific defendant. Hello? You see, this is how these people try to justify it. And they may or may not have pointed out, excuse me, Article 3, Section 2 still requires a case. Whether you want to call it corpus delicti or not is irrelevant. Okay, so this is what you expect from probably look, how can you have a more dishonest profession than judges? The most dishonest profession, I think people agree, are attorneys. The second are politicians. Here you've got a conglomerate of the first two. in one person. And I've read on this case, I've read on the show before where the Wisconsin Supreme Court did the same thing, where they said a tax in its essential characteristics is not a debt nor in the nature of a debt. It is not founded on contract or agreement. Taxes are not contracts, either expressed or implied. On the very next page, a privilege tax involves contract obligations. Well, I do want to point out, if anyone is really thinking, oh my gosh, the corpus delicti, the Court of Appeals says it's not required. If you go through, they're actually citing a U.S. Supreme Court case that is in there. What they're talking about is the identity, because what they talk about is the corpus delicti rule, which states that you have to prove a crime was committed. There's also attached that it's not necessarily that you need the defendant's identity to prove the corpus delicti. That's the corpus selecti rule, is that you or that you don't need, and that the corpus selecti rule states that you have to have the body of the crime also in addition to any testimony or confession that the witness has given. Okay, so it's not the fact that no crime has to be proven if it's the body of the crime. It's that you don't necessarily need the identity of the defendant to prove the crime was committed. And see, and that's what separates real crimes from other crimes. If you look at a tax case, can you prove a tax? You know, and this is why the Supreme Court is grasping at straws. I mean, the Court of Appeals is grasping at straws, why you have these ridiculous rulings contradicting themselves. You can't prove the crime of tax evasion without the defendant.
Right.
But in a real crime, in every real crime, the identity of the defendant or the perp is not necessary to prove the crime was committed.
Right, because you can see that there's either physical damage or properties missing or something.
Exactly, the body of the crime. See, that's why things like this are ridiculous. You're saying that what the Court of Appeals is saying is that the body of the crime is not necessary to prove a crime was committed. My name is Mark Stevens, talking with my... This is the No State Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network, where every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time at republicbroadcasting.org. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Legal Ann. Walking over the lead boots. Before we run out of time, we only have a few minutes left. I'm speaking with my webmaster, Kurt. I want to remind everybody, go to the website. Got a workshop coming up in 2 weeks from today in Sedona, Arizona, at the Poco Diablo Resort. We'll be in the Cottonwood Room doing an all-day workshop. Go to the website and sign up for that today. Seating is limited, and thank our silent sponsors, JT, Mark, and Sagas. Appreciate that. And if you would like to help support the show, contact me at markstevens@adventuresinlegaland.com to do so. Kurt.
Mark.
Welcome back to the show. Before we run out of time, why don't you give your contact information and your website?
Okay, that's Kurt at thirdear.com, at K-U-R-T at thirdear.com. That's a numeric 3-R-D-E-A-R.com.
Great. And we had mentioned on the phone yesterday, and I want to just give the citation out and make a point, how this is the theory. This is the public relations. It's Gould versus Gould, 245 U.S., page 151, and you've probably heard this before when talking about taxing statutes, the interpretation of statutes levying taxes. It is the established rule not to extend their provisions beyond the clear import of the language used or to enlarge their operations so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. In case of doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government in favor of the citizen. Now, I had met a retired attorney who did taxes for 35, 40, or 45 years, actually won a case against Bill Rehnquist in the 50s, thought he was one of the worst attorneys he had ever encountered. And what he had told me while he worked at the district council, he was district counsel for the IRS in the mid-50s for a couple of years, and he got out. He was actually had a some kind of conscience. What he noticed was he would go through, and this is something attorneys will do when you're in the system and you're able to do this, Kurt, is they can check out the history of the judges a lot easier than you and I can, maybe, or at least back in the 50s they could. And what he found was that there were judges, and one of that had never ruled against the government in the tax court. You find that hard to believe, Kurt?
Yeah. I'm not sure how to answer that one, actually.
Well, he said there was one in particular, he couldn't believe it. He had been on the bench at the tax court 27 years and had never, in 27 years, thousands and thousands of cases, had never ruled against the government, ever. And so there were other judges, too.
Well, on one hand, I'm inclined to say, well, of course, because a tax court judge is the government.
Well, right. So what I want to point out, we're talking about, it probably doesn't make much of a difference. If there's no jury, then you're probably going to have 100% conviction or ruling for the government. So what I want to point out, this is Toomey, T-U-M-E-Y, versus Ohio, 273 U.S. 510-523. It certainly violates the Fourth Amendment and deprives a defendant in a criminal case of due process of law to subject his liberty property to the judgment of a court, the judge of which has a direct, personal, substantial, pecuniary interest in reaching a conclusion against him in a case. And how does the judge get paid? By taxes collected by the IRS. I would say that was direct.
Right.
At a time, it was a quick hour. It's been great having you on again.
Thanks, Mark.
I'll have you on again. So if anyone wants to contact me and Kurt, you can get to us at the website. That is adventuresinlegaland.com. My name is Mark Stevens. This has been the No Stay Project. Till next time, remember, if government wanted to protect your life, liberty, and property, they wouldn't be so eager to take it.
Attention.